What it is, what it do, cyber world. It is your girl, the one, the only, Ash Said It. AshSaidIt.com, AshSaidIt.com. Welcome to the Ash Said It Daily Podcast Show. I appreciate you guys for all of your love and support. Over 1,600 episodes and 500,000 streams worldwide. None of this would be possible without you guys. So I thank you so, so very much. And yes, we're still living a bit of a pandemic life, but that doesn't mean that you can't still take care of yourself, all right? And be just mindful of the things that you're bringing into the house and just overall wellness. So today we have with us founder and CEO of Roxaf, the wonderful Aaron. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Ash, how's it going?
It's going pretty great. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day.
It is. So, Aaron, what part of the country are you holding down?
Right now, I'm living in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Ooh, you guys are having beautiful weather this week.
Oh, yeah. Weather. No complaints. No complaints. We did get a little bit of snow, but it's still just gorgeous every day.
Gotcha, gotcha. All right, so we're talking Roxaf. So, what is Roxaf, and how did you discover it?
Yeah, so Roxaf now is really, it's evolved a lot since the beginning. Originally, it was just based off of one product. And so about 3 years ago, late 2017, or almost 4 years ago, I was living in China. I was there to hopefully do business in the future. I was studying the language and, you know, just getting my feet wet. And also my dad was in China on business. And so, you know, we were hanging out with one of his friends one night, and this guy had worked in Nepal for years. And he was telling us about this sap that comes out of the rocks in the Himalayan mountains. And, you know, just that alone sounds pretty intriguing. And yeah. So, you know, he was telling us more about it. And what it is literally as tree sap comes out of trees, this comes out of the rocks in the heat of the sun. And it's got 85 trace minerals. It's got lots of naturally occurring fulvic acid. It's got humic acid. It's got zinc, magnesium, selenium. So just tons and tons of, you know, natural supplements and things that people are missing, you know, in their body chemistry anyways these days.
Right.
The way that it got there is, you know, way back when, before the mountains were formed, it was a, you know, tropical lush rainforest with all this, you know, ancient nutrition, right? And so over time, the mountains were compressed and the, you know, the plates pushed together, and just that massive amount of pressure packed all of this nutrition and, you know, humic substances into the rocks. And so that's what we're getting every summer when the heat pulls the sap out. So it's just a crazy substance. And then since it's got all those trace elements, you know, some things that you can't find in the soil anywhere else on Earth anymore,
right.
It helps stabilize our body. It's an adaptogen. And so people will just, I mean, you can look up Shilajit. That's what the name is.
Right.
Shilajit. And you'll just see all sorts of crazy testimonies. You know, as the brand, we're not really allowed to, you know, say that it'll do this or that, but it's pretty crazy stuff. And it's an adaptogen. So if you need sleep, it'll kind of help your body calm down and sleep and recover. If you need energy or focus or memory help, it'll do that. It kind of just elevates your body to the place that it's supposed to be. So it's a crazy, interesting, you know, ingredient, and we just heard some amazing testimonies. So we got right on that after the friend of my dad's told us the story.
Mm-hmm.
We decided we just, you know, living in China, it's pretty possible to hop over to Nepal. So
yeah.
We booked airline ticket on the airline that had the least amount of crashes every year, and headed on over to Kathmandu and just, you know, started searching for Shilajit with this guy. He kind of knew, you know, the ropes and how to show us around. So that just entailed us going to little villages and trying different, you know, sampling different products. And in the, you know, long story short, we found our killer Shilajit, and it's just incredible quality, incredible taste, and that's what we've been doing ever since. So for a couple of years, that was the main product. And then just in 2020, we kind of rebranded and have started, you know, expanding to do some herbal products, all organic herbs, and we offer an iodine supplement. So just definitely looking to expand the brand now.
Okay. Cool bait. So let's talk about the process of actually cultivating it. So what is the collection process like for you guys? How do you guys get this rock sap out of the minerals?
Right. So the collection process is all done by Nepalese. For generations, they've been doing this. They go up into the mountains. They go above 16,000 feet elevation, and they just pretty much what it is it's almost like a mining process or something. They just kind of chip at the rocks, and usually it's kind of like a rock substance to start with. But you can tell by the color, and again, they've been doing this for generations. So they go up and they find the trilogy, and then they, you know, bring it back down, and it's their sun processing that kind of purifies it. Mm. So it turns it from kind of a rock substance. And what they do is they just add water to it and leave it out in the sun. And the heat of the sun, again, will activate the positive compounds, and those float to the top. Right. And then they scrape that, and they do it again. And they just do that a lot over and over. So that it turns into just the pure, nutritional elements. And so it's a totally natural, ancient way of processing and purification. And then we just get that, that product, which is now kind of like a sappy salve almost. Mm. And that's what we use to make our products with. We test it in the States, to make sure it's got no heavy metals and to make sure it's got all the nutritional content. Right. And then we add either distilled water to make our liquid, or we just sell it as sap. Or in the future, we're going to be offering some powdered versions and stuff like that.
Okay. Cool beans.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. So you get this information from this random person, your dad's friend or colleague, right. And you don't even, you don't know this guy, just this random information, and you're just like, okay, we're going to do some research.
But when you hear a story like that, you can't not check up on it, it's just the craziest.
It is. It's absolutely just astonishing. So after you guys figured out, okay, this is absolutely the next step for us, this is what we're going to do, what would you say was the biggest hurdle?
Yeah, so the biggest hurdle was, obviously just sourcing it and getting it was a pretty big hurdle. After that, it was definitely just educating people. Again, at the time, I was living in China, so it was I went back to the States with a batch of the trilogy and processed it all and, got it ready to sell. And then from then on, it was all online, the work that I was doing. So it was kind of hard to, kind of hard to really grow it without being able to educate people. And again, you heard the story. It's just it's a crazy sounding product. And so a lot of people either think it's a snake tincture, snake oil, or it's just, kind of hard to convince people that it can do that much positive stuff. Thankfully, the science has started to kind of pump out some, studies on trilogy and on fulvic acid. Trace elements and minerals are becoming really big. So these days, the education is kind of coming more naturally. Okay. But I'd say education is the biggest hurdle we conquered.
Gotcha. How would you describe the taste, flavor-wise?
Good question. So the taste, again, that's kind of what makes us special. The taste of trilogy varies, massively, because trilogy can be found in a few places in the world. Right. Most of it is found in the Himalayas, but the Himalayas stretch through India and Nepal. And so the stuff that we started selling, the Himalayan trilogy, came out in Nepal. And that flavor is pretty smooth. It's even got a hint of sweetness. But overall, it's like a bittersweet, kind of bitter flavor. And yet, just, it's not a negative flavor.
Gotcha.
In fact, everything that I've been able to find online, in the American marketplace, has a very bitter flavor, and more, it really has almost a burnt plastic smell. And again, that's still real trilogy. It just comes from a different region. And it's still got great nutrition. It's still good for you. It's just less enjoyable. And a lot of people notice the flavor and the smell on that. So I suggest our Himalayan trilogy. Now we sell our Raksap liquid, is sourced out of India. So it's a lot cheaper. It's still got the nutrition, but, the smell and the flavor are quite there. So that's why it's a lot cheaper.
Gotcha. Last but certainly not least, what would you say has been your proudest moment with this brand?
Oh, definitely the rebranding process. So as I said, it started in 2017.
Yeah.
And until 2020, it was just two products. It was the original sap and then the sap added to water to make a travel-friendly liquid. That grew a little bit, and like I said, it was tough to educate people, et cetera. But in 2020, given the extra time that COVID gave us all, right, I went ahead and really, did what I had been thinking about for a while and rebranded, added a couple products, and we started our new 10% project, which is really exciting. And so, aside from all of our products added, all of our sales, 10% of the sales come off the top, go to Dates for Girls International. They do efforts in Nepal, and so they've got a real, I mean, they do efforts all around the world. They do great things.
Yeah.
In Nepal specifically, they've got a team that helps work through, like, intergenerational circles. They work with the locals, and they help teach girls, you know, coming-of-age practices, and they give them washable pads. Because in Nepal, they do still have traditional practices, which are really, you know, harmful or put girls in danger. They'll isolate them, you know, during their menstruation periods.
Right.
And so Dates for Girls is just doing some amazing work, kind of helping educate them on the, you know, turning it to a narrative of celebration versus shame, you know, in Nepal. So that's really cool, and we're happy to be part of that.
Absolutely. That's amazing. Awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Aaron, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you beyond words. You and your team. Thank you. Yes, you and your team have been working so diligently and so hard. But little birdie said that you have a little something extra to share with us today.
We do. So we're thrilled to offer 25% off anybody that visits our website, HimalayanRockSap.com.
All right.
Just use the coupon code ASKSAP. Should be easy enough to remember. And, yeah, 25% off anything in the cart. So, yeah, it's there. I mean, there's a few products on there. We've got some chaga extract. We've got an iodine supplement and a couple different Shirley G products. So, yeah, check that out. Otherwise, social media handle is RockSap Co. And there's also some other, you know, promotions and codes on our Instagram account and things like that. So just check us out and visit the website and learn more about us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Aaron. Appreciate you.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love and support. Keeping in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do, you look them square in the face, you tell them, don't believe me. Just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history. That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.